Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZoo keeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the Loveland Frogman.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Loveland, Ohio is a suburb of Cincinnati located in the southwestern region of the state of Ohio. Named after James Loveland, who ran a general store and the post office in the early days of the settlement, the town was incorporated as a city in 1961 after almost 100 years of being considered simply a village. According to the 2020 census, the population of Loveland is just over 13,000 people, and its area is roughly 5 square miles, making it a fairly densely populated region. Loveland's biggest claim to fame is probably that it was the home of television host Jerry Springer while he dabbled in state politics and launched his TV career. But cryptozoologists know the city as the home of the Loveland Frogman. The Loveland Frogman is described, quite simply, as looking like a frog that stands on its hind legs. Sometimes called the Loveland Frog or the Loveland Lizard, the creature is said to reach a height of about 4 feet while standing on those hind legs and reportedly has leathery skin with a head and face that resemble those of a frog. Some reports claim that there are more than one of these creatures and that they sometimes seem to exhibit magical or mystical powers. More on that in a little bit. Local folklorists consider the Loveland Frogman merely a legend, with the stories being passed down by word of mouth over the years, resulting in significant changes to the details. There are very few documented sightings of the creature, so the mythology blends in with these reports of sightings. The first sighting on record came in 1955 when a traveling salesman who was driving near the Little Miami River sometime around 4 in the morning came across a trio of frogmen standing on the side of the road. In some versions of this early sighting, one of the frogmen raised a wand over its head that shot sparks into the nighttime air. There's that magic we were talking about. The next two sightings were decades later, and both by policemen. On March 3, 1972, at approximately 1 a.m., an officer named Ray Shockey was patrolling on Riverside Drive near the Little Miami River when the frogman bolted in front of his car. He was able to get a good look at the creature while it was illuminated in his headlights, and he described it as being between 3 and 4 feet tall and weighing between 50 and 75 pounds. The animal crouched like a frog, then jumped over the guardrail on the side of the road and escaped into the river. 2 weeks later, another officer named Mark Matthews claimed to have seen the same animal at around the same place as Shockey's sighting. It was lying in the middle of Kemper Road, and the officer stopped to move what he thought was a dead animal carcass out of the street. As he approached it, the carcass jumped up and ran towards the river. Matthews reported that he got off a shot at the animal from his sidearm before it got away from him as well. Fast forward some years to August 3, 2016. A young man named Sam Jacobs was playing Pokemon Go with his girlfriend at Lake Isabella, which is right next to the Little Miami River. Remember Pokemon Go? The mobile phone game where the app sent you all over the place to catch virtual Pokemon? Well, while Jacobs was chasing imaginary creatures, he claimed to have seen a real one, a frogman walking out of the lake on two legs. He described it as being 4 feet tall and having glowing eyes. Because he was playing Pokemon Go, Jacobs already had his phone out, and he managed to capture grainy pictures and videos of the creature. Pictures and video that are disputed to this day as to their authenticity. This sighting caused Officer Matthews to pop back up and change part of his story. He now claimed that he did, in fact, hit the frogman when he shot at it, killing it, and he took the creature's body to Shockey, who confirmed that this was, in fact, what he had seen 2 weeks earlier. By Matthews' account, Jacobs could not have seen the frogman because he killed it. Jacobs admitted that Matthews may have killed a frogman, but he still swore that he saw another. So, what could the Loveland Frogman be? According to Officer Matthews, what he killed was an iguana that was missing its tail. Iguanas, like most lizards, are able to drop their tails as a protection and escape mechanism, and Matthews theorized that this was someone's pet iguana that had somehow escaped. He says it was sickly when he shot it, but both he and Officer Shockey agree that it was a lizard and not a frog or a frogman. So, in Matthew's eyes, the entire Loveland Frogman legend is one big hoax. And there aren't any other real explanatory theories. Some believers believe that the Loveland Frogman is an extraterrestrial or magical being, which explains the sparkling wand that was featured in the 1955 sighting. Others believe that there is a mutant army of frogs in the area, and that is actually what a group of frogs is called, an army. And finally, there are those who think that it is an unclassified amphibian that has lived in the Little Miami River and Lake Isabella area for generations, undetected by modern science, a cryptid. The Loveland Frogman is a very localized cryptid, and because of this, its impact on pop culture has also been localized to the suburban Cincinnati area. For example, in 2015, Loveland launched a mini triathlon named after the cryptid called the Loveland Frogman Race, which continues to attract participants and competitors each year. Also, in 2014, actors Joshua Steele and Mike Hall, having grown up hearing stories about the Loveland Frogman, created a stage musical about it called Hot Damn, It's the Loveland Frog! It premiered at the Art Academy of Cincinnati during the 2014 Cincinnati Fringe Festival. And in 2024, filmmaker Anthony Cousins took what little was known about the Loveland Frogman and made a found footage horror movie, appropriately titled Frogman, about the legend. This version of the Frogman is much more terrifying than the real story, though. Most importantly to the Frogman, since it probably doesn't see residuals from the musical or the movie, is the fact that in 2023, Loveland named the Frogman its town mascot. As the mascot, the Frogman, dressed as a frog prince, appears at city events and celebrations, making his debut appearance at the second annual Hearts of Fire weekend celebration. So, Loveland has wholeheartedly staked claim to their Frogman. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. So pop over there, too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small.